أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
سورة 68 القلم Title This surah has two titles, Noon and Al-Qalam, and both words appear in its opening verses. Period of Revelation. It is one of the surahs which were sent down in the early Makkan phase. Its contents show it was revealed at the time when the unbelievers' hostility towards the Prophet, peace be upon him, had intensified. Subject matter and themes. Three themes are taken up in this surah: a rejoinder to an allegation by opponents, warning and advice to opponents, and exhortation to the Prophet, peace be upon him, to persevere and be constant. Notwithstanding the unbelievers dubbing him as mad, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is told from the outset that the book he presents and his morals and manners suffice to refute their allegation. As anyone can come to distinguish between a sage and a madman, he should not therefore feel pressurized by the storm of opposition directed against him, for it is part of the unbeliever's strategy to force him into making some kind of compromise with them. Without naming him, a prominent enemy of Islam, a familiar figure in Mecca, is profiled to open everyone's eyes to the truth. At the same time, the Meccans are well aware of the Prophet's pious conduct, so it is up to everyone to discern what type of people was leading the opposition. Verses 17 to 33 present the parable of the orchard owners. They are ungrateful to God, though they are blessed by His bounties. As they did not listen to the advice of the best one among them, they eventually lost the bounty granted to them and only realized the truth afterwards. This analogy warns the Meccans that the Prophet being sent to them constitutes a trial for them. Their trial is similar to that of the orchard owner's test. If they refuse to follow the Prophet, peace be upon him, they will undergo punishment in this world, and greater torment lies in store for them in the next life. Verses 34 to 47 constitute an extensive warning against the unbelievers. At times, they are addressed directly, and at others, indirectly, when the Prophet, peace be upon him, is addressed directly. The main points emphasized are as follows. Only those who lead their worldly lives with the fear of God shall prosper in the hereafter. It is an irrational proposition to hold that the obedient and the guilty shall be recompensed alike by God. The unbelievers delude themselves in assuming that God shall recompense them as they like, for they have no authority to support their whims. They refuse to surrender themselves to God, and, as a result, they shall be unable to prostrate themselves before God on the Day of Judgment, even if they wish to do so. They shall meet with a disgraceful end. They cannot escape God's punishment, as they are guilty of having denied the Quran. They fool themselves that the respite granted to them is a reprieve, as they are not immediately punished for their rejection of truth, so they mistakenly conclude that they are vindicated. However, they are on the path of self-destruction, even without realizing it. They have no valid or sound grounds to oppose the Prophet, peace be upon him, for he is a selfless preacher who does not seek any reward from anyone. The unbelievers have no certain basis to reject his claim to messengership or to dismiss his teachings as false. In conclusion, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is directed to bear all the hardships in the cause of preaching faith until God decides the matter. He should avoid the impatience betrayed by the Prophet Jonah, peace be upon him, which led to his ordeal.